Sit Down with Simon on WLR, a Waterford Music Week special.
In association with Imro, visit imro.ie.
You're all very welcome in. We've got everybody from Simon. Dermot is here, Mac, Johnny's here.
And unfortunately, Skinner has the flu.
Oh, dear. So get well soon.
He won't be here either, yeah.
Noel Ryan is here on keyboards. We met years ago, Noel, out in Dunmore. And of course, Skippy Sheridan. So, the living legends. We had a quiz there before when I had you lads in about what was the combined age of all the Simon. Remember that? Remember that, Skippy?
I can't even remember.
Well, I can't that, Skip.
Let's not. Okay, nobody get a pencil out. Anyway, first of all, Dermot, first question. How did all this begin?
Well, Jeff, I suppose it started really back in 1972. And as you know, we're celebrating our 50th anniversary in the band. Mm. And it was really a combination of two bands, of a rock band that Mac and Johnny were in, and Skinner, called The Future. Great little band. And then on the other side, you had myself, Owen McKelvey, that came from a folk tradition. Mm-hmm. And we were called Simon's Protégé. So it's Owen McKelvey came up with that name, Simon's Protégé.
So what were you doing? What kind of music were you guys doing as those bands? Was that kind of show bandy stuff or what?
Who?
Future and Simon's Protégé.
No. Mac can explain to you. But we just get that pair first, and then Mac can explain about the Future. So it was a combination of two bands, a rock band. Would it be fair, Mac, to call you a rock band at the time?
It would be very fair, yeah.
Yeah. And a folk band, which was Simon's Protégé. And Simon's Protégé was an award-winning band, folk band, in the Kilkenny Beer Festival and that. So when we got together then, it was myself really and Owen, and Skippy joined us, and then Johnny joined us. And Johnny, you were there, I think, in 72. Mm-hmm. And then Mac joined us. And essentially that was it. But like, we combined both the rock element, and we introduced the rock into the traditional side of it. And it proved to be very, very successful. And we became known for our arrangements of traditional songs and that, you know.
So what were you all listening to at the time? I mean, if you were a rock band, Mac, who would you have been playing? Was it kind of Led Zeppelin or that heavy? Or
it was Led Zeppelin, yeah.
Lizzy and stuff like that, was it, in the 70s?
Not so much Lizzy, no. Lizzy came after. Deep Purple, Santana.
Yeah.
There were bands that Skinner really introduced us to, because he had a connection with the CBS Records in England.
Right.
And he was over and back, and he used to bring over LPs that weren't available in Ireland, you know. And we started off like taking, say, Black Magic Woman and stuff like that. And we were Samba Petit from Santana, which we're still doing.
Yeah.
And it evolved from there. And when we coupled with the folky element with Dermot and Owen and the rest of it, the blend was just, I wouldn't say perfect, but it was
just worked. Kind
it
of,
worked, yeah. It was very good.
And what were you playing then? Because, I mean, you know, the superb guitar playing on those songs you mentioned. Did you find it easier? Was it hard work?
It was so easy for me. It was just so easy.
Yeah, just picked But I mean, they're not easy things to play. So, did you find you were good at that? Was it a natural thing?
Well, it was down to practice.
Yeah.
Everything is down to practice. And if you take a song apart and go into it and listen to it and listen to it and listen to it,
yeah,
you'll eventually come up with some sort of a version of it, you know. They were never perfect, but they weren't bad either, you know.
And what kind of a guitar had you then? Lee guitar?
Well, we bought Les Paul. Well, I had a Les Paul. I still have it.
Yeah.
A Gibson Les Paul in 1969.
That was an old one.
Yeah. And, we got that. And Johnny had a Fender bass, and we had a Telecaster as well. And
then Skippy had the big drum kit.
Yeah.
Did it start small and grow up to be big?
No, what happened was I think the mother got me a snare drum, right, and a cymbal. And when Max said he still have his Gibson.
Les Paul, yeah.
Johnny still have his communion money.
It's
christening money.
I was going to talk behind Johnny back, but yeah, he's here now, so I can't.
No, I was just trying to figure out all of your instruments, kind of. And so you started off with you had a snare drum and a cymbal.
And then I, looking at different stuff for sale, like Premier and Pearl and all those, I decided I'd go for the Pearl.
Yeah.
Still haven't, believe it or not.
That's the top grade stuff.
It would be really good, yeah.
And then Noel, you're a keyboard man now, but I mean, yeah. Most people would know you in Waterford from the Big Eight and all those shows. So where did you start? Or did you know these fellas were around?
Oh, of course I did.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew the lads way back. I mean, you were the future, the band, you know.
Mm.
And Future were a huge band in Waterford, you know.
Yeah.
But and, I mean, they upped the bar too, you know, musically. They're a very good band.
And like at that stage, the kind of the standard of music in Waterford was very high, though, wasn't it? You know, for compared to the rest of the country.
It was, Jeff. It was very high. I mean, the fact that I say as Simon's protege, we won numerous competitions, including winning the Kilkenny Beer Festival on two occasions.
Mm.
So I mean, that was at that time was the folk period. You can take all the folk bands, and yet we beat them all. We never became famous after. We have the distinction of being the only band to not only win it, but win it twice, and plus the best original song, and not became famous out of it. But that's another story that happened to Waterford bands. You take somebody, we say, like, good old friend of mine was John Duggan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was a superb singer. Far better than Joe Doden, around like that. But never, even though they had a good manager.
They were great friends, weren't they?
They never got the breaks.
Joe and Don, they were great friends,
weren't they? They were great friends, yeah. But John Duggan was a far better singer, I believe, better, more controlled voice, you know.
And where did he go? Was he with the Decca, was it, or which?
Savoy, yeah.
That's
yeah.
right, and then he had the Don and Danny.
But funny thing at the time, Jeff, just to go back on that, because
go on, yeah.
When we were playing with the Future, the only places we could really play was play support to the bigger bands.
Yeah.
And the Savoy Showband at the time, we became very friendly with them because they used to bring us along to do all their gigs, and they'd even collect us in the van, and we became very friendly with the lads, and a great bunch of lads they were, you know. And he used to bring us off. I remember playing in Port Low and Kilmac and all these places. And,
yeah.
You know, it was great for us because we weren't kids, you know.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, about the venues, because in the city you had what? The load of ballrooms, actually. Noel, what do you remember
Olympia.
There? Yeah, the Olympia, of course. Olympia was the big one, yeah.
Crystal Ballroom.
Crystal. All right, the Crystal was a kind of a great kind of a clubby group. The groups used to play.
Billy had that, didn't he? The father-in-law.
Billy had that.
Billy Mulcahy. Yeah. And which other ones do you remember, Noel? Was there an Adelphi?
There was...
Arundel, wasn't it?
And then there was the Silver Slipper out in Tramore.
Yeah.
And the Atlantic Ballroom in Tramore. So, like, within a 7-mile radius, there was quite a lot of big venues.
And would you all stay within that, or would you travel? Was that about as far as you go, or would you go down to Dungarvan and play?
Occasionally, we'd travel a bit, yeah.
Yeah.
We
played Hilltop and Yall, we played Dungarvan, we played Dublin,
we got Cork, Wexford, Tipperary.
Yeah. I remember we playing a band, former Jack Gallivan from Ferrybank, he managed us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we were called the Force Five. And we'd go down to Castle Island on the Sunday. And then we'd come back on a Monday morning, say, and drop the lads off at the glass factory in Johnstown to go into work. You know?
That's what I was going to say. I mean, you were all holding down jobs.
A few of the lads used to go into the toilet, you know.
Have a sleep.
They're missing for about 3 hours.
Jeff, there's an interesting thing about Simon.
Yeah, we wrecked you.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't realise it, but Skippy, you know, remember this, in the glass factory. When we established our residency in the Showboat opened in 1975.
Yeah.
So I'm not too sure exactly what year it happened, but it became the must-go-to venue, the Showboat, on a Thursday night to see Simon.
Yeah.
And, of course, it was the day before payday and everyone was broke. So they go into the glass factory, into the wages officer, and look for a sub.
Mm.
And it got to the stage that so many people were going in looking for a sub, they decided to change from
payday
from Friday to Thursday. And that eventually then, after a year or whatever, was whole nationwide. But it started with Simon and the Showboat. That's a true story.
Goodness me. Yeah. And was it, like, Skippy, was it, would it be right to say Simon was the kind of the city band, like, well, the Glass Factory band? Were you all in the Glass Factory? Most of you?
Only seven Skippy were.
Yeah.
I was in there too. I was there for a little while. I was only in there for 13 months.
Were you?
But Jeff, when we were the three-piece with Owen and Dermot and myself, it's when Mac and Johnny came in that just gave the band
of course.
A major lift. There was no going back then.
Right. And how many gigs a week would you be playing at that stage?
We used to start when we were really going well. We'd start on a Wednesday in the Kick Him in Carrick. And yeah. Thursday, the Showboat. Friday could be Minis in Dungarvan. Saturday, O'Shea's in Tramore. Sunday, the Clonmel Arms in
Clonmel.
And Monday, the Cock Robin. Do you remember? He was a Christian
brother.
What was his name?
Well, Pat Taylor.
Pat Taylor.
So, you were out nearly the whole week?
Yeah, we were. And then
they wanted me to practice on the Tuesday.
And we did. We had a residency then at one stage, and we played with all the big stars up in the Village Inn every Monday night. That's in right. Kilkenny.
Yeah.
And we were on with Bernie Flint. Do you remember him, Bernie Flint?
I don't want to put no hold on you, isn't it?
Yeah. He was one. He kept winning.
Opportunity Knocks.
So, like, we were out 7 nights a week at the time, you know.
And then the band, sort of the numbers, the members of the band didn't change then over the years, really.
No.
When did Skinner come in then?
Skinner came in the 80s.
Is that much later on?
In the 80s, yeah.
Well, let's just finish off the kind of the 70s. The rest of the 70s then, you were playing very, very busy all the time.
Yeah.
And you had the residency in the Showboat, which is up in the Glen for people who don't remember.
Yeah.
Opposite the Forum there. That was a huge venue, wasn't it? It was the main venue in Waterford for music.
Before that, you had down the biggest venue, I suppose, the most popular venue, was the Osman down in Ann Street.
Was that a big venue?
Yeah. It was very popular, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, very popular.
If you go back to the Showboat were booking the likes of U2.
Yeah, U2, yeah.
They had all the top bands, Desi's band Clutch.
Yeah.
A lot of really top bands played in the Showboat.
I remember that, sure. There was, U2 was, everybody in town, I think, went to the gig. And well, so they said anyway.
Jeff, besides WLR, Desi's claim to fame is that he filled in for Johnny on the bass with Simon.
Did he?
He did.
Only the once, he was never asked again.
No, he did.
He still has his Rickenbacker, you know that?
Huh?
He still has the Rickenbacker, does he?
Really? No, I remember Dermot saying to him when the gig was over, "Don't call us, we'll call you." I couldn't figure out what that meant.
So anyway, the rest of the 70s kind of, you were all flying along. Was there any major moments there towards the end of the 70s that happened? When did you record Simon's Christmas?
79.
So that was a big event, wasn't it, for the band?
An episode best not spoken about.
I go on. For people who aren't familiar, Finbar Fury, first of all, produced it, didn't he?
Well, I tell you, it kind of produced itself because everyone opened the including Finbar and his father and the dog
and
the Christian brother out of Mount Sion, and all of us were scuttered.
I heard you had a few crates of beer on the bus going up.
Well, no, we didn't.
Who did then?
But it turned out great.
And it did, yeah.
It was very, very
It was
fun.
After the recording.
After the record, yeah.
Because Finbar Fury was living in Dunmore and they had Sweet 16, all those huge hits. Right, and Seven Eddie came back from England, didn't they?
Here it comes, oh Christmas time. Toys in the window, they seem to smile. Here it comes, oh Christmas time. See the children's eyes, oh how they shine. People fussing in the town, a gift for you that must be found. Turkey to be found somewhere for Christmas time.
We actually played for Paul Fury's wedding.
Did you?
Simon, we did, yeah. God rest him, yeah.
God rest him, yeah. He lived out in Kilmeaton, didn't he?
Yeah,
or was it Kilmacow?
Sure. Yeah, he married a Waterford girl.
That's right.
Harney, wasn't it?
He played the box, didn't he, with the Furies?
Yeah, he was very good.
He did.
Yeah.
Lovely man.
So, I mean, the single did really well for you over the Christmas, but were there any other recordings? I know we've new, fresh ones now that you've done in the last, very recently, but did you get to do any of that, or had you any ambition to record an album, or...?
Well, you see, nowadays it's so easy, you know? Like, I mean, everybody nearly has a studio now in their house, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And the software is there now for it. But no, we didn't.
I suppose it was very expensive.
Well, not so much even that. It never kind of occurred to us. We just kind of
were too busy playing.
And what about then the kind of the music you were playing? Who decided? Was that done by the whole lot of you or what?
More or less, yeah. We'd come along with a song and, like, I'm often saying that to the lads, like the creativity in the band at the time.
Yeah.
You take it. We were doing stuff like our own version of Irish music that no one else was doing. It was going down a storm. At that time then I played the mandolin and myself and Mac, we almost like a dueling banjo on a couple of songs. And still that to the present day, Mac still does that on like we said, Trouble with a capital T in that, which I have you'd be playing. But it was the creativity in the band and again with the harmonies and that.
And the fact that you could do all kinds of different styles because you had a number of you were doing lead vocal, was that right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Everybody. Mac had his own song sing. I had. Owen McKelvey had. And Skinner has. So, like, it was all just one singer. Johnny used to sing songs. Skippy used to sing songs.
Playing the drums and singing, I don't
As
know
As a matter of fact, we
that.
Went up to the Rose of Tralee Festival and we came second in the festival. It was an international festival, right? Cabaret festival. But in the pub, singing an English traditional song, we won the singing pubs.
In Tralee?
In Tralee, yeah.
And was that an annual thing? That was part of the whole festival?
Yeah, but as I said, they started off the international one and we went up on two occasions. We were lost by a pint on one of them or something like that. And what was the name of the band, Skippy? You know the name of
Chips.
It.
Oh, Chips.
Old Man Chips.
Old Man, yeah.
Oh.
And they were in English.
And his entourage.
Yeah.
I thought it was the Linda Martin Chips you were talking about. Different
it was
one.
All, it was really down to politics and, you know, let's give the foreign lads a chance and they'll come back. But yeah, no, the band was fantastic at the time. We never, ever went in for anything. We never came third in anything, let me put it that way.
Yeah. And was that, so that was a regular, did you go down every year down to the Rose Tralee?
Yeah.
And had they the big ballroom at that stage, the dome?
No, it was the tent.
Tent.
Big tent, yeah.
Right, and you played there?
Yeah, yeah. We actually played one year in the open air. I think there was something like 250,000 people or something on the big square down there.
So, that, and how many years would you have done that for?
God, no, I can't remember.
Good for you. And what about sort of TV appearances and stuff? Did you do any of that?
No, we didn't. We were on Gabe radio.
Uncle Gabe one ever rang you up?
No.
We did actually. We done SBB in the Heat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dermot wasn't in the band. We had Skinner. Skinner had come in. But there's a recording of that somewhere. In the archives of...
Yeah. What song did you do, Mike?
So Tired
of Waiting.
Yeah. All right.
I think they were calling SVB the Connemara Cowboy at the time. Do you remember that?
Who's about that size? Chef. Sorry, lad.
Go on, Johnny.
Johnny O'Connor.
Borders.
The time he made the LP.
I remember that, yeah, in 79.
We did Moonflower.
That's right.
Santana.
I don't know if anybody has that in their collection, but it's a collectible.
I was
trying
to... I asked Johnny myself, did he have any left?
Yeah.
I have it.
Have you?
But
now we find out.
Sean Dunphy did another one.
Yeah.
Remember
well,
the
that
time?
That was great, yeah. Down the showboat he recorded. Yeah.
What was it called?
When
at the
RTE
time?
Were coming originally, they used to be up in Ballybrick and they had a caravan up there.
That's a community radio. And Sean Dunphy, I remember Sean Dunphy used to, he used to run that. All his sons are very musical lads as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the start of the 80s, then, had you line up changes or anything? Or what
was
going on?
Like, we fluctuated. We fluctuated between different bands at the time. Skippy and myself ended up in Waves for Oil, and that was it. But like we always kind of like came back together again.
I remember
like our friendships never waned, if you know what to put it that way. You know,
I suppose it's very easy to kind of feel like you're getting stale and you need to, you know, change things. Maybe but that was.
And there was also economics. Certainly in the '80s, like we had a brilliant band called Dacadian. A phenomenal band.
They were kind of
essentially Simon with Martin Murray, Paul Grant, and Pat O'Brien, the late Pat O'Brien. And that was a phenomenal band. But it was a 10-piece band that couldn't survive. And then Johnny, myself, and Omi Kelvey started doing ballads. And Skippy went with Bob Miller, is that right, at the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and that was a hugely popular band. And Mac went with Brass & Co, I think.
Mm.
You know?
Oh yeah, that's right. I remember that, Mac. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Bob Miller band. God, he was great, wasn't he? Great
entertainer. Absolutely.
I mean, if we could talk a bit about the lads who were, that's a good idea. The lads around, other bands who were around at the time. I mean, you had yourselves. Well, you were Dacadian, Waves, and Simon. Who else was around then? You had Tangents. Would that be right?
Tangents. Yeah.
What other
bands? Dick Dave and Us.
Dick Dave and Us. Yeah. All those.
And Plus.
Mick Plus, another one.
Good
bands. Yeah, a lot of great bands. Tangents, they were a great band, yeah. And then the venues we were thinking, I just thought of Katie Riley's as well, was another big one, wasn't it?
It was.
Moving on then into the through the 80s, what was going on there? Because, I mean, the discos came along, of course, in the late 70s, didn't they?
Yeah.
And that nearly killed off a lot of bands. I suppose it did a good
90%
few,
of us were, yeah.
Well, at that stage then, we said, myself and Johnny started off ballads, and we played a lot up in the north too. They used to call the Shamrocks. Yeah. That was the name of the Sham. They called us the military wing of Davits. we did all the hardcore as it was at the time, yeah.
So you were doing all the kind of, yeah, I know what you mean, the kind of Wolf Tones type song.
It was rebel stuff, you know.
All the rebel songs, that was what I was looking for.
Played up in the north, up in Belfast.
So were Simon still playing at that stage? Were they on a break? No.
Mac was, who were you with, Mac?
Brassico, for
Brassico, and Skippy then was with Bob Miller, as we said.
30 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And Brass and Co, of course, are still going strong too, aren't they? Legendary band.
Yeah.
And I don't know who the lineup is now. I know one or two faces, all right. But
well, Mark Robinson took over my place. He was already in the band, but he was playing keyboards. But he plays everything, you know.
But that kind of came out of the Big Eight, didn't it? Going back to Noel again.
Well, it came out of the Royal Show.
Royal Show Band, yeah.
Really, you know.
Right, yeah. Because you had
before the Big Eight.
Tom Coppinger, really, wasn't it?
Michael Coppinger.
Yeah.
Asked me to join the band, but I was playing with somebody else at the time, really. Yeah.
There was a good few members. So that went on. So when did that come back then? When did Simon decide to get back together again?
Well, really, when I left Brassico, I was kind of giving it up. I said I'd retire and give it all up, you know.
Yeah.
So we met, I don't know how we actually got back together, but just decided to do it anyway, about 2 years ago. We spent a huge amount of money on a promo and video and everything, and it came out fantastic. Next thing, COVID.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
And that was 2 years ago, and we're only sort of trying to get back now.
But I do remember a few times, I remember being in the Reg, I think, and you had a reunion gig.
We'd done gigs on and off over the years.
You did, yeah, because they were great fun, because you'd go and you'd meet people that you hadn't ever met since the last Simon gig you were at.
Yeah.
In my case, anyway, my wife, but it must have been the same for you. You'd say, what's his name, such and such, and where's
all
this
our film? Gigs are like that, because you see, and all the people that come to the gigs, I haven't seen you in years, I haven't seen you. And it's like that, you know. We have our own little community, I think, don't we?
Yeah, well, I met a fella. I was downtown the other day, and I met a fella, and he said to me, I was telling him about that we're playing in the Theatre Royal on the 25th of June. And he said that...
tickets on sale now.
He said, Simon played at my wedding.
No. Really?
Yeah.
And so, what was that, 70s, 80s?
70s, yeah. 70s. I just said to him, I hope you're not blaming me, I said.
Everybody's kind of looking forward to this gig. I don't know how you're going to fit everyone in, but because the fact that you're going to do a kind of question and answer night, aren't you?
Well, it's not a gig that we're singing all our songs. It's going to be a show, and we're going to like tell stories like we're telling now, you know, how the band started and all that. And it'll be very, very enjoyable. And it'll be sort of, if any younger people there, or to bring your grandchildren, to be an education in what music was like and whatever. And like Mac said, practice. I mean, Mac didn't ever receive any lessons on his guitar, as far as I know.
Yeah.
He picked it up, and turned it into a phenomenal. Skippy's the same. The first time I saw Skippy playing the drums, I heard he played the drums, and I asked him to join, and I knew he was Skippy Sheridan, but I didn't know his name, and I went down to his house on the Cork Road, and I knocked on the door, and Skippy's mother came in, and I said, because I couldn't say Skippy to his mother. She said, Philip, is it? And I nodded. She brought me in. Skippy had a motorcycle helmet on him.
Yeah.
And he's sitting with the drums and a big 6-inch nail in the floor holding the drums in place.
Yeah. I remember that.
The drum, huh?
And a sock.
Serious.
I remember that. Yeah. Was it Skippy? And he used to come in and hammer the foot pedal into the stage. Was that it?
Sorry, Jeff.
Was that you? You used to hammer the foot pedal into the stage.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, 6-inch nail, yeah. Still have it. Tom Tracy used to rope. Stop!
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're also under new management now.
That's right. It's working out well.
Yeah, it's proven a really good choice for us, I think.
Well, Lenny knows what he's doing, doesn't he?
Well, he he's running.
I hope he does, because we don't.
Well, he didn't do too badly now, Dermot, over the years. But I mean, everything's changed so much over the years, and it's great to see people surviving, you know, like yourselves. There's not many at this stage, am I wrong? The Brass and Go would be around for a good while. But other than that, there's not. Gina Dale
Hayes.
That's
a good point, Jeff, because I met a fellow there and he says, Plymouth Simon, yeah. And are you all still alive? And he was serious, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
He said, because it is unusual, he said.
It is,
for
yeah.
six or seven fellas of your
vintage.
Vintage, yeah.
It is, yeah, but I mean, and the fact that you're all still great friends.
Yeah. Cheers, no, thank you.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
Down that
guy.
But where are y'all? I mean, you're kind of out of the country, aren't you, some of the time, Mac?
Yeah, I'm going to stay here now on Monday.
Lovely.
The rest of us just out of our minds.
But like the rest of you are all living around. Like, no, you're Ferrybank, aren't you?
No, someone said that a couple of weeks ago.
I did. Was I mistaken?
No, Ballytruckle.
Yeah.
And what happened was there was a plot of land down there. And I was only an infant. You know, I don't remember living anywhere else. We lived in Polebury.
Yeah.
And my father built, it was on the building, four or five houses, actually. And we were number five.
Mm.
And it was called the Burnham Villas.
In Ballytruckle?
In Ballytruckle. And then you had Ursus Terrace. But between those, then you had the Burnham Villas. And if you're going down Ballytruckle, you turn left. Then you go down Polebury.
Lived in Ferrybank. That was stuck in my head.
My sister wasn't born when those houses were built. You know? Just a little anecdote, but it became the name of the Burnham Villas. Came as my father and the guy who bought the house next door to us, and Mick Fortune was his name. He went to Dublin after that. But they sat down one night and there was a Burnham tree. Now I know they're a poisonous tree, you know, good choice.
And how
but
did
they named the house how, named after the Burnham Villas after the Burnham tree?
And
yeah.
How did Noel end up? Who approached who, or what happened there with Noel joining the band?
Well,
I rang Noel.
Mac rang me. We go back a good few. Well, we go back if you talk about the future. I mean, we go back a long
time. Yeah.
We always gig together. You know, or Mac would ask me to stand in. About 10 years ago, I was with Tony.
Tony.
I really enjoy that, you know. He had to go away for a while, so I said, and we had a really good session. I really loved playing with the lads.
Because I was saying to you, I remembered you playing in the Candlelight Inn years ago.
The Candlelight Inn.
If the people in Dunmore East, which is no longer there, but like the people who were dining used to play the piano, did you?
That's correct, yeah. And it was like, I loved the piano there because it's very hard to get a decent piano. You know?
It was a Bechstein.
Piano, grand piano. And they always had a beautifully tuned and that, you know.
Yeah.
So I used to play that.
So now you're what? Is it six of you in the band then? One, two, three.
Yeah, six. And Skinner, I say, unfortunately.
And Skinner, yeah, we're missing. Get well soon, Skinner. Hopefully when this goes out, he'll be better anyway. So tell us about the night anyway in the Theatre Royal. What's the crack going to be?
Well, what's going to be is essentially going to be sort of like a bit of theatre. It's not just a gig singing our songs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we want to talk about the band because people are interested in the band. Like every time you meet someone downtown, they'll ask you about somebody in the band. And there used to be actually a quiz on one of the buses from the Glass Factory. And the first question was, can anybody tell me the song that Simon starts off with every Thursday night in the showboat? A fella asked me, I couldn't remember what it was, but seemingly it was a John Denver number.
Really?
And and so stories like that, people.
But I mean, people would have known the band that well, wouldn't they, Skippy? I mean, you were playing in, was the showboat your kind of home venue? I suppose it was for most.
It was, what happened, Jeff, was with us was, as regards the Theatre Royal, it's just a sort of the pinnacle of our. I mean, we're honoured.
Yeah, it's great.
And privileged.
Great honour to be playing
in that venue because I think Dermot is a historian and he'll tell you all about Theatre Royal. As a matter of fact, Dermot is the only historian in the world who suffers from Alzheimer's.
I just can't remember that.
Can't remember.
I hope he turns up on the night.
I hope I remember the words on the night.
He probably turned up in the show.
Only kidding, Dermot. Love you. But don't forget, Jeff, it's our 50th anniversary.
Yeah, that's right.
The purpose of the whole gig is the 50th anniversary. Yeah. And we hope everyone will come around for
Who's going to write the book then? Are you going to write the book about the band, or Dermot, or who's going to do it?
Dermot has written it already, but you just can't find it.
I can't remember most of it, Jeff.
I remember going back to the years you used to play in the Blackwater Tavern, and my father-in-law, Billy Mulcahy, used to own the place.
Yeah.
And the yarns used to be told out in the kitchen after the gigs were something else. It was just... And that's part of the band. I think that's what made you all unique, is the messing and the crack.
That's right.
And the slagging.
You have to have that.
Nobody was allowed to get above themselves, I'd say, in Simon, were they?
Billy had some terrific ideas how to put on a show.
Yeah.
He changed it just from doing a gig to an actual show, you know. I mean, he had some brilliant ideas, Billy.
Yeah, it was a bit of it before his time. And Brass & Co had their first gig out there. They were named and all
first
that.
First time. I wasn't in the band then.
Yeah, I remember that. And
I did play there with them over the years, you know.
Yeah, it was a great venue. Terrible to see it going to rack and ruin now, isn't it?
Is it still there?
It's still there, but it's not occupied for a long, long time. It's an awful shame. But, I mean, venue-wise now, what's a good place for Simon? You know, we're only doing hotels and that now.
Like, I mean, every without exception, every gig that we had in the tower was sold out.
Yeah.
Every gig, except for the one just before COVID. We actually cancelled that ourselves because we didn't want to put people in danger's way. So we cancelled that one. And so a lot of tickets had been sold for that gig. So we're going to have to just kind of like go back and do that gig again, you know.
Yeah. Well, I don't suppose you'll have any trouble filling the place again. Yeah.
No, I don't think we will, no. Or on the night. But as I say, Jeff, I think that for me, I'm very proud to be associated with the lads. The music that we created all over the years, that people, you cannot walk downtown, any of us, without somebody commenting about Simon and the crack they had at it, or like your man said, getting married at it. Mm. And I think we've kind of withstood the test of time, the band itself, you know what I mean? And the fact that we're still all here. I think it's remarkable, you know.
Has anybody else anything to say about that, or like who's the you're the longest in the band, are you? Or Mac?
I'm definitely the oldest in the band. I tell you, Jeff, you know, like since we started, we've had a ball playing, right?
Yeah.
In every pub. And as a matter of fact, in most pubs we played in, we could play there. But we couldn't drink there because we were barred in nearly every pub in the early days.
They're wild men.
Wild, yeah. But like the thing is, it's
yourself.
Mac, you were barred too.
He was a quiet fella. Matt was the quiet fella, was he?
No, he was.
He was. But seriously, we'd no. also like to thank, we're delighted to have Noel.
Noel, yeah.
It's been he really has added to the band.
I know, it's great. I haven't said that.
Like, enjoying it, yeah.
I have to reciprocate and say that it's fantastic playing with the lads.
Yeah.
And we have the same DNA, like, we all go back so far. And the blend is kind of very, very natural, you know, it's kind of unique.
It kind of works, all right.
It works, it's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, lads.
I have to work hard at it, in fairness, I know to practice that. Because the lads have a very high standard. You know, regards musically and that, you know.
And playing.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we're looking forward to that night. What about tickets and stuff, Skippy?
I think, as far as I know, the tickets are going extremely well.
We'll check on that, and when it goes out on the air, chat goes out on the air, they could be sold out. But Sheena might put a second night on you, wouldn't you?
We'd love to.
It's a tough call, Jeff. I mean, it's something that we've never done, as in a sit-down audience. It's a tough call for us all, because... a lot of work has to go into it. Mm. It's almost extremely expensive, but we're going all guns blazing and we're going to do it and we're going to do it well.
I'll tell you one thing, you won't be allowed to hammer your bass pedal into the stage in the Theatre Royal.
You'll be
killed. What's the date again, lads?
25th of June,
great. So anyway, you want to get your tickets now, Theatre Royal box office, and get your tickets for Simon. It should be a great night altogether, and we'll let you know how the tickets are going when this goes out in the air. Lads, thanks a million. Lovely having you in.
A pleasure, Jeff.
And happy birthday, and happy birthday again, Dermot.
Thanks again, Jeff.
Sit down with Simon on WLR, a Waterford Music Week special.
In association with Imro, visit imro.ie.